You both were at the Sun when the Star Office went open source, and 5 years later, you're here again at the third Open Office conference. How do you feel about it?
Hi. Well, it's the second conference that I've been to, and as you're right, third OpenOffice.org conference. It's just done really, really well. There's been a great turnout, and it's really encouraging to see the numbers of the community growing. I just heard in one of the sessions that it's 60 languages that OpenOffice.org is covering, 50 million downloads, and Stefan, you probably have some better statistics as well. I think 3,000 mailing list posts a week, so the community is really growing, and there's a much bigger ecosystem. I think in the early days, it was an experiment, and Sun did an amazing thing in terms of open sourcing 7.5 million lines of code, and Stefan and I were in a great position of encouraging this community to really take this code base and make it successful. Anything, Stefan?
Yeah, we started out with a big code base and had no ready-to-use product, but over time the first step was to come to a product not only developers can work on, but also invites users to use the product with OpenOffice 1.0. From there, I think the product really improved with the help of the community, the developers around the world. And I think that's the real fun in such a project, to work with all the people around the world and see them once upon a time from face to face. And that's, I think, is the main thing a conference is good for, so that you get a face to an email address or an IRC nickname.
But now you're not working for Sun anymore, so you're at a new company with a new mission. So can you tell us more about it?
So I manage the OpenOffice.org community, and also worked with the NetBeans community in my time at Sun. My new employer is Google, and I work as the open source program manager, and one of the projects we've been involved in is the Summer of Code, and I'm really pleased to see that OpenOffice.org participated with 10 students. Yeah, and I'll let Stefan talk some more about that. Overall, in total, 419 students took part, and we had just under 9,000 applicants. So initially we were going to only take 200 students, but we just had such an overwhelming response, and over 40 open source projects involved. The idea came from the founders, Larry and Sergey, and the mission is to really try and inject a lot of energy into open source communities and contribute code, but also encourage students to be participating in open source. So I'll hand over to Stefan, actually. He'll be able to give us a good update on the OpenOffice.org projects and just the success of the students there.
Yeah, as I said, we had 10 projects. Well, let's begin with the applications. We had about 230 applications from students. We had to select the best ones from. And we then selected 10 projects. And from these 10 projects, we have seen, I think, almost all the outcomes which represent the outcomes of the overall effort. One of the students was selected for 2 projects, and he said, okay, I'll do the other one and not stay with OpenOffice. But the remaining 9 did a good job over the summer to find their way into the OpenOffice community with the help of the mentors. The mentors, mainly from Sun, help them to understand how the work goes on, what mailing lists are good for, how they communicate in a community, and their main focus was to show them how they can get a feeling for the big code base or their part of the code base. So from these 9 projects, 7 were very successful and finished their project in time. Examples are that a functionality like tabbed documents, you know, from Firefox, where you have tabs to switch between documents. That's a functionality OpenOffice does not have so far. And that's one of the examples where students, together with mentors, listened to what users are saying, what they wish to see in OpenOffice, and started to implement this.
So actually, I just want to add that I wasn't responsible for the Summer of Code. It was Krista Bona at Google who pretty much led the project.
Okay. And right, I want to ask you, so you expect the students that they will stay on the project and continue with their work? Are there any plans how they will continue and evolve their project?
Of course, there are some students who had just interest to spend the summer with the project. But as we have seen here in COPA, there are some students who had fun working in the project, got familiar with the community members, got a good relation to their mentor and other developers. And they show interest to continue to work within the community and on openoffice.org. And one of the, at least one of the students was here in COPA and used this as a chance to meet his mentor and the overall community from face to face.
Actually, if I could just add, I think that's a trend that we're seeing, that students are very encouraged by the interactions they've had with the mentors and working in an open source environment and what they've learned from it. And quite a few of them actually want to continue to work on the projects that they've been working on during the Summer of Code.
Right. And what was the greatest difficulty in making the Summer of Code work from the perspective of the, let's say, Google, and also from the mentoring organization like OpenOffice or Sun, who gave most of the people to work on this one?
So difficulties? I guess, you know, we doubled the number of students from 200 to 400, and just collecting all of the information, tax information, and all the student information that we needed to. I think that was a big hurdle for the students, just making sure all the right information was through for tax purposes. I would say that was probably the number one if you ask the students. I'll pass on to Stefan for anything on mentors and organization.
Yeah, from a mentor's point of view, it was difficult to understand the working style of a student. It's somebody who would like to go for months or even 6 weeks and just do his work and have a good definition in the beginning what the goal is, go ahead, send some emails and be let alone to a certain degree. And just the opposite, where students started out with very many questions, very detailed questions directly to the mentor, where the intention was that he not only is involved with the mentor, but with the project where other people can help also. So we have seen both extremes, and I think somewhere in the middle is the best way to go.
Okay. And do you plan to repeat the Summer of Code next year I mean, it's a bit early, but still there must be some plans. And from also openoffice.org, do you think it was, you will try and do it again next year?
Well, we're just collecting all the feedback we've had from students and mentors and collating all of that. Openoffice.org had 70% success rate. We don't know yet overall as a project what the number is. We'd like to think that it's at least 70%. And next year, we certainly like to be in a position to do this. You probably need to ask Chris. You know, the feedback we've had from everyone has been very positive. So I'd personally like to see it run again, yes.
And we would be happy to join the Summer of Code again as a mentoring organization. It was not only fun, but useful for the project and for the product. So, yes.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to add to the interview?
No,
okay.
I think that's
thank it. You.
Thanks for your time. I think. Oh, by the way, I think you guys have done a great job here at the conference. Just you know, collecting all of the presentations and recording them and making them available to people that couldn't make it here.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.